It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky. 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on historic Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, the Brooklyn Cyclones meet the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hey, and welcome. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Justin, the Cyclones, an exciting win a night ago. For the first time this season, as we stand here on May the 3rd, Brooklyn has indeed won back-to-back games, and it comes all off the heels of an exciting 4-3 win in 10 innings over the same Ironbirds a night ago. Omar De Los Santos provided the walk-off base knock. Kevin Parada had himself three hits. And all told, this Brooklyn team now enters game number 2 of 6 in this series with momentum on its side.
Yeah, no, a much-needed performance last night all around for the Cyclones, and it's been really impressive to see an all-encompassing effort, some really nice defensive plays throughout the course of the game from Brooklyn helping them out. Kevin Parada made a nice one. Joe Swazi, a couple of nice plays at first base, including the grab and foul ground to keep the game tied in the top half of the 10th inning. And it's all starting to come together a little bit for Brooklyn. That's something Chris Newell said to me after the game was rained out, the final game of the last homestand. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. The breaks that were going against Brooklyn were things sort of out of their control. Check swings that are going for line drive, base hits, swinging bunts, you know, little dunkers here and there that find their way through. But nice to see Brooklyn continuing to bounce back, and now the goal for them trying to win one at home in less than 10 innings.
Well, they've already checked one box as far as first back-to-back wins of the season. An opportunity to check another box tonight and piece together their first three-game win streak of the 2023 campaign. Let's talk about this pitching a little bit, because Tyler Stewart was spectacular last night in a starting capacity, punched out a career-high 9 batters in 5 innings. Did take the no decision, of course, with the game going to extra innings, but Stu was tremendous, and the bullpen really picked up right where he left off. Justin, he had 4 Cyclones relief pitchers combined to allow just 1 unearned run over the final 5 innings of that game. That bullpen has really been taking a step in the right direction with each passing game so far.
Yeah, and you look at the last 3 games for Brooklyn, they have done extremely well in the bullpen so far. 11 and a third consecutive scoreless innings dating back to last Wednesday's defeat. And last 12 and a two-thirds innings, they've only given up 1 earned run. And that came in that game on Wednesday out of the bullpen. So it's been very encouraging to see, especially as some arms are getting healthier and healthier as this season rolls along. But the bullpen has continued to improve throughout the course of the season. That's what you want to see from Victor Ramos' club.
Tonight, it's the right-hander Jeffrey Colon looking to continue this trend of solid Cyclones pitching. Colon, the righty, toes the rubber, having logged 8 2/3 innings of work so far this season. He has appeared in 3 games, started only 2 of them. Jeffrey, 1 appearance out of the bullpen thus far for the right-hander. And on the flip side, for Aberdeen, it'll be Gene Pinto, the right-hander who has been really their ace. 4 starts for Pinto thus far. He takes a 2.50 ERA across 18 frames into tonight's contest against the Cyclones. Those are probable starters. Time for a short break here on the Cyclone pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you full starting lineups, all that and more. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Back here on the Cyclone pregame show, getting you set for Brooklyn and Aberdeen on this Wednesday night from Maimonides Park. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We'll pass the microphone off to my partner in crime, Justin Rock, in a few moments for first pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen as opening lineup cards have been exchanged between the managers. And speaking of opening lineup cards, why don't we give you tonight's starting lineups? First, for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds at 7-13 overall on the season, their lineup goes as follows. Judd Fabian leads off as he did yesterday. Fabian, the only difference, rather than playing center where he was a night ago, this time shifts gears to right field. Then it's Jackson Holliday in the two-hole playing shortstop. Holliday, a tough day yesterday, 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts for the 2021 number 1 overall pick. Max Wagner bats third and plays third following Holliday. Dylan Beavers cleans up out in center field. Silas Ardoin, second straight day catching for Ardoin. Adam Retzbach at first base today batting sixth. Retzbach, who also batted sixth and played first base a day ago. Then Isaac De Leon, seventh. He's out and left. Max Costas, first time he's in this series. First time you'll hear his name from an Ironbird standpoint tonight. He bats eighth and is the designated hitter. And then Arizona Plasencia rounds out the Ironbird batting order, batting ninth, playing second base. So once again, one more time real quick, Fabian in right, Holliday at short, Wagner plays third, Dylan Beavers in center field, Silas Ardoin catching, Adam Retzbach at first, and then 7-8-9, Isaac De Leon, Max Costas, and Arizona Plasencia, left DH and second base, respectively. Now for the home Brooklyn Cyclones, enter the night 7-11 overall on the season, trying to win 3 straight for the first time this year. Chris Newell's lineup like this. Alex Ramirez leads off and plays left field today. We've seen Alex pretty much exclusively in center. He slides over one spot to left this evening. Then Kevin Parada does the catching. He bats second. Parada, a 3-hit day yesterday, was a homer shy of the cycle. After him, it's Jalen Palmer at first base. Palmer, an 0-for-4 day yesterday with a pair of strikeouts. Stanley Consuegra cleans up and plays center field today. So some shuffle in the Brooklyn outfield. If you didn't catch that, again, Ramirez in left, Consuegra in center, and Drake Osborne, tonight's designated hitter, batting fifth. Mateo Gil plays third base one day after his Cyclones debut. Omar De Los Santos is out in right, so there's the trifecta of the shuffle in the outfield for Brooklyn. Ramirez in left, Consuegra in center, De Los Santos in right. Warren Saunders playing second base today. Does have some experience at second base, does Saunders, but we haven't seen him yet there this year for Brooklyn. And then Cesar Berbessi inserted back into the Brooklyn lineup, playing short and batting ninth. Once again, one more time, Ramirez in left, Parada catching, Palmer at first base, Stanley Consuegra cleans up in center, then Osborne fifth, the DH. Mateo Gil at third, bat sixth, 7-8-9, De Los Santos, Saunders, and Burpesi in right field, second base, and at shortstop. And once again, your starting pitchers for tonight, Jeffrey Colon, the righty, 8 2/3, and ERA just a hair over 10. So Jeffrey Colon will look to settle that, 8 strikeouts to 5 walks through those 8 2/3 innings. Goes up against Gene Pinto for Aberdeen. Pinto, 18 strong innings of work, does carry an 0-1 record into tonight's contest, but in his 4 starts, a 2.50 ERA, 27 strikeouts to 7 walks. So it's Brooklyn and it's Aberdeen, and it's coming right up after a short break. We have first pitch right around the corner here at Maimonides Park on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Oh. Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Baseball on this Wednesday night. Justin Rock with you alongside my partner Johnny Gadambowitz, ready to bring you some Wednesday evening baseball. The clouds a little bit gray tonight, but should be in store for a marvelous game here this evening. Another quick look at the starting lineups as Jeffrey Colon starts his warm-ups on the bump. Judd Fabian leads off. He is the right fielder. Jackson Holliday, the shortstop, in the number two spot. Batting third at third base is Max Wagner. Dylan Beavers, the center fielder, in the cleanup spot. Silas Ardoin is the number five hitter. He is the catcher, Adam Retzbach, back in the lineup today. He will bat sixth and play first base. Over in left field for the first time starting in his career, Isaac De Leon, with Max Costas making his season debut in Aberdeen, batting eighth as the DH, with Erison Placencia batting at ninth and playing at second base. Jeffrey Colon makes the start for Brooklyn tonight, the 23-year-old right-hander, standing at 6'1", 184 pounds from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. Colon making his fourth appearance of the year, his third start. Colon coming into tonight, no record, a 10.38 ERA, 13 hits allowed in 8 2/3 innings. 5 walks, 8 strikeouts. Opponents hitting at 342 against him. Judd Fabian will lead off for Aberdeen in the top half of the first inning, getting the start in right field tonight. He was in center yesterday. Gray skies overhead, Colon ready, so is Fabian. The windup and our first pitch of the ball game is a fastball high at 91, and we are underway at 7:01 Eastern Time. Fabian last night, 1-for-3 with a couple of walks. 1-0 outside, and the count moves to 2-0. Fabian hitting 270 on the year, 3 homers and 13 RBI. Righty against righty, the 2-0, and Fabian taps it foul up the third baseline. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Fabian, second-round pick of the Orioles last year, coming into play today on a 4-game hitting streak, 7 for his last 14, including a home run. The righty is 2-1, and Fabian swings over the top of a changeup. Good downward break, and it's 2-2. Colon from the third base side of the slab. Now the 2-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike three. Got him on the sharp slider. And there is Colon's first strikeout tonight, one away.
Well, we saw Tyler Stewart sit down hitters left and right. Seemed like every time you looked down then looked back up, it was another strikeout for Stewart. And Colon picks up right where he left off.
And that painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Jackson Holliday, last year's number one overall pick, takes a called strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1. Holliday joining Aberdeen from single A. That was back on April the 24th. The check swing tried to hold up on a back foot breaker. Could not. It is 0-2. Holliday 0-for-4 last night with a walk. Hitting 338 overall this year. 3 homers, 18 RBIs between Delmarva and Aberdeen. The set, the 0-2, just off the outside corner. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weather right now here in Coney Islands. Gray skies up above. Some scattered breaks off beyond right field and above the diamond itself as Holliday swings at the 1-2. Puts it in the air to center field and into his right, Consuegra. And he'll make the catch for the second out. Two up and two down. Brings up the third baseman tonight, Max Wagner. 52 degrees right now on Coney Island. Real feel at 50, about 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the west-southwest. Wagner, right-handed batter against the righty throwing Cologne. And the first pitch of the plate appearance. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. It's 0-1. Wagner hitting at a .145, 10.469, a homer and 5 batted in. Was 0-for-4 last night with a walk and a stolen base. The 0-1 off the outside corner, it's 1-1. Defensively for Brooklyn tonight, left to right in the outfield, Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, and Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil, Cesar Berbessi, Warren Saunders, and Jalen Palmer. As this stroked on the ground at third off the heel of Gill's glove, and Berbessi couldn't find a way to glove it on the ricochet. So we'll see how that one is scored, but Aberdeen has the game's first base runner as Wagner on with 2 out in the opening frame. And it will be an error on Mateo Gil that allows the runner to reach.
A really hard hit ball. Would have been a tough play regardless for Gil, but a playable one for sure, and as a result, a two-out base runner for the Ironbirds.
So, one on and two out. Dylan Beaver is the batter, and he takes up and away for ball one. Brooklyn had three errors last night in the win in 10 innings. Beaver's tall left-handed hitter was 1-for-4 yesterday with a walk. A 1-0, and Beaver's trying to hold up, could not. Another good slider from Cologne. It's 1-1. Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate today. Beaver's hitting at .268, two homers, six batted in. .873 OPS. The 1-1 pitch, and Beavers strikes one in the air right center field. Back into his right, De Los Santos. But he'll make the running grab right by the bill of the Navy cap to retire the side. So Aberdeen gets a two-out base runner but can't do anything with it. No runs, no hits, an error. And one man left. We're through a half. Aberdeen nothing. And Brooklyn coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Brooklyn and Aberdeen are scoreless. Right-hander Gene Pinto warming up on the mound for the Ironbirds as we speak. Quick look. The Brooklyn starting lineup, he'll face Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, Jalen Palmer, the top third of the order. Stanley Consuegra, Drake Osborne, Mateo Gil, the heart, with Omar De Los Santos, Warren Saunders, and Cesar Berbessi rounding out the Brooklyn starting nine. Alex Ramirez will lead things off for Brooklyn, making the start in left field tonight. Ramirez had his 12-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. Did reach base with a walk as he takes low for ball one. Ramirez hitting at .282, a homer and 12 RBIs, the 1-0. And Ramirez looks at a called strike down at the knees. And it's even at 1-1. Pinto making the start tonight for Aberdeen, his fifth of the year, as Ramirez a violent swing over the top of something off speed. And the count now 1-2. Pinto 0-1 record, a 2.5 ERA. The 1-2, and it hit him. Caught him in a gnarly spot on his left arm. Wasn't sure if it caught him on the elbow or just above. But Ramirez on base painfully to start the home half of the first inning. So one on, nobody out. Paul Gonzalez standing at the top step of the Brooklyn first base dugout, head athletic trainer. But he will stay on that top step as Ramirez saunters down to first base. Sends up Kevin Parada. Parada, three hits last night. Was a home run short of the cycle, hitting .246. A homer and four batted in. A throwback to first, and Ramirez able to get in safely. Pinto, 13 hits allowed in 18 innings this year, 7 walks, 27 strikeouts. Opponents hitting a buck 94 off him as Parada watches a slider miss low. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Pinto last pitched against Wilmington. That was a week ago today, last Wednesday. Gave up a run on two hits in four innings, took a no decision. The 1-0. And Parada takes a called strike in her half. And it's even at 1-1. The same group of Oriole fans that made their way out last night, still sitting behind the third base dugout. Runner goes, pitch inside, throw down, in time to get him. The throw was a little bit towards the third base side of second, but a great tag by Plasencia at second. And Ramirez caught stealing for the first out, just the fifth man that has been caught stealing for Brooklyn this year. 2-4, the put out at second base. And a 2-1 count on Parada. And swings over the top of a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Dripping in on the hands, it's 2-2.
Well, Silas Ardoin has always been touted for his defensive ability dating back to his Texas days.
As Parada cuts and misses for strike three. 84 miles an hour, tailing outside the zone. First strikeout tonight for Pinto. Two down in the home first for Jalen Palmer.
Threw out 22 of 33 runners during his UT days, and safe to say has translated that success now over to pro ball.
Palmer hitless last night. Takes a called strike at his 0-1, making the start at first base today. Just his third start at that position, hitting a buck 97, a homer, 8 batted in. He takes outside, it's 1-1. Defensively for Aberdeen, left to right in the outfield, Isaac De Leon, Dylan Beavers, and Judd Fabian. Third to first around the infield, Max Wagner, Jackson Holiday, Arison Plasencia, and Adam Retzbach. As Palmer watches that miss outside, 2-1. With Silas Ardoin doing the catching behind the plate. You see Pinto coming into play today. Tied with Tyler Stewart for fourth in the league in strikeouts. As Palmer cuts and misses, it is 2-2. Pinto also top five in the league in ERA entering play today. Stewart is first. The 2-2 pitch, that bounces off the plate. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. American flag still spinning out towards left, the 3-2. Inside and low for ball four. So Jalen Palmer able to work a two-out walk. He starts a new on-base streak. And Brooklyn a one-out base runner, or two-out base runner for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra making his first start of the year tonight in center field. Hitting .262, 4 homers, 14 batted in. Leads the team in both categories. First pitch to Stanley. Bends out of the way, but the slider from Pinto hits the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Consuegra 0-for-3 last night. Did drive in a run with a sac fly in the first. Also hit into a couple of double plays. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down by Ardoin offline and not in time. So after Ramirez was caught stealing to start this ball game offensively for Brooklyn, Jalen Palmer comes away with his 10th stolen base of the season. Oh, and 2 on the right-handed batter. That in the dirt. Kicks to the right of Ardoin, and he's going to hold on to it. Advancing to third base goes Palmer on the wild pitch. And Brooklyn now has the go-ahead run 90 feet away.
Jalen Palmer has been very impressive on the base paths this year. Maybe not as much raw speed as someone like an Omar De Los Santos, but a smart heads-up base runner who can swipe you a bag when you need one.
A chance of Let's Go Cyclones drowning out the Aberdeen fans. The 1-2 spins in there. Strike three called. Beautiful slider from Gene Pinto. And Consuegra down looking for the final out in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on a walk at the end of an inning, no score. On the Cyclones Radio Network in the Bally Live app.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen are scoreless. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Wednesday night. Second game of our six-game series. Series continues tomorrow night. Our coverage will get underway at 6:45 Eastern time, leading up to the 7 o'clock first pitch. Blade Tidwell, Mets top pitching prospect, will get the ball. He'll go against the right-hander Daniel Fetterman. Again, coverage starting at 6:45 first pitch on the Bally Live app and the Cyclones Radio Network scheduled for 7 Eastern. Silas Ardoin, Adam Retzbach, Isaac De Leon, the three scheduled to bat for the Orioles affiliate in the second. And the first pitch of the inning from Cologne outside for ball one. Righty from the third base side of the hill, now the 1-0. And Ardoin takes a called strike. And it's even at 1-1. Ardoin last night, opening game of the series, 1-for-5. Hitting .211 on the year, a homer, 7 batted in. Here's the 1-1. And this off the end of the bat, shallow left center field, coming on Consuegra. And he'll have to play it on a hop. First hit of the night for either side belongs to Silas Ardoin. And Aberdeen 1-on and nobody out. For the first baseman, Adam Retzbach.
Well, Ardoin has already found numerous ways to impact this game, not only the first base hit of the ball game, but throughout Alex Ramirez at second base on a caught stealing a mere moments ago.
Retzbach picked up a base hit last night. First pitch to the righty. He takes inside and low. It's 1-0. Retzbach drafted out of Lehigh, 1-for-5 yesterday. He's reached in all 12 games he's played this year. .262 average, a homer, 6 RBIs. The righty's 1-0. Slider off the plate away. And it moves to 2 balls and no strikes. Umpire and crew tonight. Behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, Stephen Craze. Christian Argueza on the bases. Runner starts and stops. The 2-0 breaking ball spins in for strike one. Brooklyn tonight, home whites. Cyclones arched across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back with a gold border. Red and gold piping along the side of the white pants. Cologne has him down to his ankles. The 2-1. And Retzbach, flat-footed, swings and misses at a slider. It's 2-2. Red and white. Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound for Cologne. Long navy sleeves at either end of the top. Navy cap, navy bill. The 2-2. This is a soft ground ball back up the middle and through into center field, another hit. Consuegra will field and toss it back into second base. Couple of seeing eye base hits by Ardoin and Retzbach. And Aberdeen with two on, nobody out to begin the second inning. Sends up Isaac De Leon at an RBI double. Last night was 1-for-3. Making his first career start in left field tonight. Made one appearance as a replacement in left field earlier this year. That was in game one on Saturday in Wilmington. And the first pitch he sees tonight up and away for ball one. De Leon hitting a .182. 10-4-55. No homers, Does have 8 RBIs, a 529 OPS. The set, the 1-0. In the dirt, down and away. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Cologne has fallen behind each of the first 3 hitters this inning. Gray skies up above. Certainly one of the more gloomy games we've had here at home this year. 2-0 pitch. Popped high in the air along the left side of the infield. On the brown shaded turf is Mateo Gil. Infield fly rule in effect. And he'll make the catch off to his left for the first out of the second inning. So now all Cologne needs is a ground ball to potentially get out of trouble. 2-on-1 out. For the designated hitter, Max Costas. Costas joined the roster from Delmarva on Monday. Played 6 games there, hit .368, a homer, 3 RBIs. Was 7-for-19. Righty-righty matchup. And the former Maryland Terrapin takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Undrafted free agent signee out of the College Park School. Signed back in July of last year. Long pause. Now the 0-1. Way outside and low. Nice backhanded pick by Parada. Keeps everybody right where they are. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Costas last year played just 2 games with Aberdeen at the tail end of the season. Went 3-for-8. Had a great year last year at Maryland, 16 home runs. Was all Big Ten 13. Has a heavy swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. Costas was late. It's 1-2. Costas, good baseball bloodline. His older brother, Marty, probably played in this ballpark, was a member of the Tri-City Valley Cats in the Astros system in 2018. Costas pops this one in the air. Right-hand side of the infield onto the outfield turf is the first baseman, Palmer, but it's Warren Saunders who makes the catch for the out. The two collided ever so slightly. It wouldn't have mattered if either of them caught the ball or not. It was a late infield fly put in play by the second base umpire, Argueza. But no chance for either runner to advance as there are 2 out now in the second for Arison Plasencia. Plasencia did not play last night, just 1-for-12 on the season in his first 4 games. Ardwan at second, Retzbach at first, and the first pitch from Cologne. Plasencia stepping in the bucket. It is 0-1. Surf squad ready on the dugouts, cheering along on this chilly Tuesday, rather Wednesday night. The 0-1. Off the plate outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Plasencia started the season on Aberdeen's development list and activated on April the 21st. Here's the 1-1 on the outside corner. Another breaking ball. And Cologne jumps ahead 1-2. 2 on, 2 out. Scoreless game in the top of the second inning. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Now the 1-2. On the outside corner, punched out, strike 3. So, back-to-back base hits from Aberdeen to start the inning, but Cologne, a couple of infield flies, and a backwards K keeps the game scoreless after an inning and a half. No runs, 2 hits, 2 men left at the end of a 1.5 scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Drake Osborne, Mateo Gil, Omar De Los Santos. 5-6 and 7-2 up for Brooklyn in the home half of the second inning. Scoreless game. Brooklyn winning the opening game of the series last night, 4-3 in 10 innings. Back-to-back walk-off home wins, back-to-back extra inning wins at home for Brooklyn. As Drake Osborne takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Osborne, a tough offensive start to the year. Just 1-4-24. As this bounced foul towards the third base dugout, it is 0-2. Osborne, 0-4 his last 16 coming into play tonight. Set the 0-2. And a hard ground ball foul off the railing in front of the third base dugout. Stays 0-2. Aberdeen tonight once again wearing the alternate powder blues. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. At the outline of the state of Maryland. High atop that number on the back. As Osborne slams one down the left field line. That one's going to get in for a base hit. Rounding first, now falling down is Osborne. Scrambling back to first. He'll be there without a throw. So Drake Osborne ends the 0-for-16 slide at the plate. His first at-bat of the homestand is a single. First hit of the night for the Cyclones. One on, nobody out for Mateo Gil.
Always good to see players break out of a slump, but even better to see players break out of a slump in that type of way. Just a laser off the bat of Osborne left no doubt. If it didn't get tripped up, probably could have turned it into two, although it was played very nicely by the left fielder De Leon on the ricochet.
And Osborne getting checked out now at first base by bench coach, first base coach John Vaughn. Athletic trainer Paul Gonzalez out of the dugout to take a look at him. Osborne hands on his hips, talking it over right now. Drake will stay in the ballgame. As he stumbled around the first base bag, brings up Mateo Gil. 0-for-4 last night. Struck out, scored the winning run as the auto runner in the 10th. First pitch to him. A changeup that disappears down. And it's no balls and one strike. Gil combined between here and Binghamton. 7-for-53. No homers, 7 RBIs. The 0-1. Inside and low. It's one ball and one strike. Gray pants. Pinto has him pulled up just below the knees. Tall black socks. Gray and white cleats buried into the ballpark mound. Long black sleeves for Pinto at either end of the baby blue pullover, top the 1-1, line down the left field line, foul. Onto the warning track, it is 1-2. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. That script looking A on the front with a silver Ironbird plane through the middle. The 1-2 to Gill. Breaking ball hits the outside corner for strike three called. Third strikeout tonight for Pinto. One away in the home second. For last night's walk-off hero, Omar De Los Santos, was funny. Those of you who tuned into the postgame show know this. But no one picked up the ball after De Los Santos had the walk-off winner. Was talking with Caitlin Hertz, the head groundskeeper here. And Brooklyn said it was still sitting there when she got to the ballpark this morning. As De Los Santos takes a call, strike, it's 0-1.
I guess it was my post-game interview with him that distracted him or made him forget to go get that baseball. Keep it. That's a souvenir.
It was 2-for-4 last night. Also created a run in the second inning with his speed. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not, says Argueza. It's 1-1. On the year, De Los Santos hitting at .222. Homer, 4 RBIs. 4 for his last 12 entering play tonight on a 3-game hit streak. The 1-1. Heavy swing and a miss. Lunging at that off-speed delivery. And Pinto ahead 1-2. Osborne at first with one out. Scoreless game in the second. The 1-2. Low. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. De Los Santos, one of several players getting their championship rings from the Florida State League prior to the game tonight. Thought that was going to happen yesterday, but happened with a pregame celebration here today. A couple of coaches, a lot of former players getting their hardware. The 2-2 as De Los Santos cuts and misses for strike three. Make that 4 punch outs tonight for Pinto. 2 out now in the second for Warren Saunders.
We've seen quite a few strikeouts on both sides, really, through the early portion of this season, whether it be Brooklyn batters, Aberdeen batters. Maybe an aggressive approach is what you can pinpoint as far as a reason behind it. After all, these two teams towards the bottom of the league and a lot of offensive metrics trying to right the ship and change that with some big swings.
Warren Saunders attacks the first pitch. It's a ground ball to third. Backing up on it, Wagner, low throw, gets underneath the glove of the first baseman Retzbach and into the first base dugout. To third goes Osborne. Second base awarded to Saunders. And Brooklyn now with second and third and two out for Cesar Berbessi. You knew it was trouble when Wagner was backing up on that baseball to his left. Tried to make a quick transfer and throw, but just spiked it into the turf. And Retzbach could not find a way to make the backhanded stop. That, I imagine, will go down as a straight two-base error on the third baseman, Wagner. But Cesar Berbessi a chance to give Brooklyn the early lead. And he takes low for ball one. Berbessi did not play in the opener last night, hitting .294 on the year. No homers, 4 RBIs. 0-4 his last 10 coming into play here on Wednesday. Osborne at third, Saunders at second, as Berbessi stays flat-footed and can't hit the changeup down. It is 1-1. Scoreless game right now under the lights. Having more and more of an effect as the evening rolls along. As Berbessi takes a breaking ball back door for a called strike two. Top of the lineup, Alex Ramirez waiting on deck. Cyclones scored first last night, trying to break through and do the same today. The 1-2 struck him out swinging. Slider disappeared down and in. And Pinto strikes out three in the second and strands a pair in scoring position in the process. No runs, one hit, one error, and two men left at the end of two innings of play. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
Hey, guys. Here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
top of the third inning. Cyclones and Ironbirds are scoreless. Was a scoring change on that ball hit by Warren Saunders. Was awarded an infield base hit. Runners advance an extra 90 feet on the throwing error credited to Max Wagner. Wagner due up third in the top half of the third inning. Top third of the Ironbird lineup scheduled to bat against Jeffrey Cologne. And as Judd Fabian steps to the plate, stepping to the microphone for the first time tonight, my partner Johnny Gadamowicz.
Well, thank you, Justin. All donuts on the scoreboard so far, at least in the run department, as we head to inning number three. Here from Maimonides Park with Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Back to the top of the lineup we go. First, Judd Fabian, the Aberdeen leadoff man, and the first pitch to him is a swing and a sharp ground ball. Diving lunge by Berbessi. His throw on to first is well too late, though. A nice play by Berbessi, the shortstop, in the 5-6 hole to just get to that baseball, but had no real chance at making any sort of play with the speedy Fabian. And the Ironbirds have the leadoff man on here in the third.
Yeah, Berbessi's played a really nice defensive shortstop when he's been in the lineup this season. Another great example of his athleticism, able to make that diving pick to his right.
So now Jackson Holliday with one on and nobody out here in this scoreless tie in the top of the third. Brooklyn starter Jeffrey Cologne. Three hits allowed thus far now into this ball game, including that Fabian single a mere moments ago. Righty arm on lefty bat, first pitch. Another hard hit ground ball on the right side. Eats up Saunders, the second baseman, and trickles into right field. Fabian up to second. He's in safe. And Holliday is aboard now as well. So back-to-back men reach off of Jeffrey Cologne here in the top of the third. Call it a single off the bat of Holliday.
Now, first start of the season at second base for Warren Saunders. May have shown a little bit there. Trying to get over to his left on that ball, and I think he maybe misread it. I think he had more time to get in front of it instead of diving as the ball got behind him.
Does go down as a base hit either way, though, with two on and nobody out for the three-batter Max Wagner. Cologne, a hard stare towards Fabian back at second base, who continues to bounce around. Now the first pitch is dirted low and away, ball one. 84-mile-per-hour breaking ball to the number three batter, Max Wagner. Wagner yesterday, a tough day at the office. 0 for 4, a strikeout and a walk. Cologne again looking back towards second. Fabian occupying some real estate in his head. The 1-0. Misses high for ball two, and it's two balls and no strikes. Brooklyn catcher Kevin Parada out to have a word with his battery mate Jeffrey Cologne. Cologne making his third start of the summer, fourth appearance. We did see him one time through out of the bullpen, Cologne, that is. It was actually last time out. Back on April the 25th at Jersey Shore, tossed one inning of two-hit, one-run ball out of the Brooklyn bullpen. So this is first real serious bulk of action in quite some time. 2-1, nobody out, 2-0 pitch after the meeting disperses. A fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1.
And we talked a lot about how Tyler Stewart had his schedule impacted. Jeffrey Cologne did as well. He was supposed to start the doubleheader on Saturday. But that never happened. Of course, was supposed to start tail end of that series against Jersey Shore on Sunday as well.
2-1 pitch, misses badly down and away, but a nice springboard move from Parada to keep that ball in front of him and get up quickly to keep both runners camped out on first and second base, respectively. So three balls, one strike, nobody out, with Fabian on second and Holliday behind him on first. Still no score here in the top of the third between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Cologne laboring on the mound now for the Cyclones, a 3-1 hitter count. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball four, and that'll juice the bases. So a single, and a walk to the first three batters of this Ironbird batting order, and it brings up the cleanup man, Dylan Beavers, with nobody out here in the top of the third. Beavers 0 for 1 today. Flew out to right to end the top of the first. But this by far the toughest predicament that Jeffrey Cologne has found himself in so far tonight. No runs home yet in this game. Can Dylan Beavers change that here for Aberdeen? First toss. A hard hit and line drive to left. Caught by Ramirez, who throws in immediately and keeps Fabian planted at third base. A scorcher off the bat of Beavers. Ramirez, who hasn't played a ton of left this year, was quick to get to it, though. That first step put him in a good spot to make the play, get the relay in, and keep everybody put on the base paths.
Yeah, and Fabian had to hold at third on that line drive right at Ramirez, and that's where Brooklyn's benefit of having basically three center fielders comes into play, as all three outfielders with very good arms. That's why Fabian didn't bother trying to test him after he was off the bag initially.
And make no mistake, they can definitely cover plenty of ground as far as the three Brooklyn outfielders go with a mound visit now. Brooklyn pitching coach Victor Ramos out to have a word with his starter, Jeffrey Cologne. But as much as you ooh and ah at the ability for Ramirez, De Los Santos, and Consuegra to cover ground out there in the outfield, it really is the arms, you get the sense, that sets them over the top as far as defensive outfielders are concerned. Making sure that guys aren't going to beat you on the base paths because they have some cannons out there in left, center, and right, no matter how the heck you want to deploy them. So one out, bases still loaded, no score for Silas Ardoin. First pitch. Ardoin, taking all the way, takes a changeup for a called strike on the outside corner. And it's no balls and one strike. Cologne set at his chest. Righty on righty, pitch. Ardoin lofts one into shallow right field, dropping quickly, and De Los Santos on to make the catch. Gunslings the ball to Parada at home, and again everyone stays put. So how about this? After a single, and walk to start the top of the third and load the bases with nobody out, back-to-back sharp line drives to left, then right. Alex Ramirez and Omar De Los Santos recording the out and getting that baseball in a hurry to make this a much more manageable situation for the Brooklyn starter, Jeffrey Cologne. What will Adam Retzbach do here? First pitch to him, wave and a miss. 0-1, Cologne ahead quickly. With Fabian on third, Holiday behind him on second, and Wagner on first. The 0-1 checked his swing and did not go around per base umpire Christian Arguesa. Stephen Craze calling the balls and strikes this evening. One ball, one strike, two outs, bases juice, no score here in the top of the third. Cologne, a high kick, deals, ripping a miss. Out in front of the breaking ball was Retzbach, and it's one ball and two strikes. Already four Aberdeen hits thus far tonight, but no runs to show for it. With the bases loaded here and no place to put Retzbach. 1-2, two gone. Cologne gets the sign from Parada, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Jeffrey Cologne fired up on the hill. After he loads the bases with nobody out, two lineouts and a strikeout to end the frame. We're still scoreless. Bottom three coming up on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
To the bottom of the third we go from historic Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for being with us. Still no score as we enter the bottom of the third. If you're just joining us, I'm sorry, because you missed quite the top half of the frame after Jeffrey Colon loaded the bases, retired the next three in order to keep us scoreless. And now we go back to the top of the Cyclone batting order. Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, and Jalen Palmer in the frame for Brooklyn. Gene Pinto back out for his third inning of work in the first pitch. Ramirez hits it off the handle into shallow center field. Playable for Beavers, makes the catch six steps in, and there's one away. Brings up Kevin Parada now, the number three prospect in the New York Mets organization. Parada, an impressive day yesterday, a homer shy of the cycle. 3-for-4, scored a run. Upped his average from 213 to 246, all in a hard day's work. First pitch in there for a called strike on the lower half, and it is 0-1 to the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. The 0-1. Parada rips one down the third baseline, a foul ball. Just beyond the third base bag to the left of it, and Kevin falls behind quickly 0-2. Now 5 multi-hit games this season for the former first-round pick. Tied for the team lead with Omar De Los Santos, who played hero last night. The walk-off hit in the 10th inning in a 4-3 Brooklyn win. The 0-2 to Parada. Hit hard on the ground on the left side. Holiday, Fields, throws a high throw, but snared by the first baseman Retzbach in time for out number two. So, two up, two down so far in the bottom of the third for Gene Pinto. Brings up Jalen Palmer with the bases empty. Brooklyn has had a flair for the dramatic as of recently. First pitch on the way to Palmer. Misses outside, 91-mile-per-hour heater, and it's 1-0. Four of the 9 home games here at Maimonides Park have gone to extra innings. 1-0, Palmer thought better of swinging at that pitch. It was low for ball two, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. 4-1 run home games as well for the Cyclones this year. 2-0, served on the ground on the left side, past the glove of a ranging Holiday, and into left field. A 2-out single for Jalen Palmer, his second time on the base paths today, and there's one on with 2 gone. Now the cleanup man, Stanley Consuegra, who enjoyed quite the session of batting practice this afternoon. With Palmer off of first, 10 steals this year, already one today. First pitch to Consuegra. Takes on the inner half, but a called strike on the changeup, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
Yeah, a lot of oohs and ahs. Consuegra during BP with the exit velocity numbers he was putting up there.
The 1. This one hit sharply, shallow center field, down for a base hit. Palmer chucking his way onto third base. He'll stop there. Man on the corners with 2 out after back-to-back singles from Palmer and Consuegra.
Oh, that won't have an exit velocity of triple digits, but productive all the same. Palmer off on the pitch, easily able to get to third. And now the Cyclones a little bit of a 2-out rally.
Drake Osborne has already enjoyed his Wednesday night, snapped a 5-game hitless streak with a single to lead off the home second. Baseball on the field is retrieved by someone out of the Brooklyn dugout before Osborne's at-bat can get underway. So Pinto laboring, working out of his stretch, first pitch. Osborne chops it foul on the left side, and it is 0-1. Osborne, a catcher, the designated hitter today for the Cyclones, trying to up that average at just 0-4-2 coming into the night. But he does bat fifth in this Brooklyn lineup. Speaks to some of the promise and expectation that he carries with that bat. Here's the 0-1. Drake takes low, bluffs the throw, now over to third, but back in time. No real sweat as Palmer reaches with that right hand safely. Silas Ardoin behind the plate, perhaps playing some mind games. After all, mentioned it earlier, Ardoin really known for that arm he possesses as a catcher. Threw out 22 of 33 runners his senior year at UT Austin. 1-1, two gone, scoreless tie, second and third pitch. A bouncer and a good block by Ardwan. Got the chest protector on it and kept everybody at their respective positions. So two balls, one strike, two outs. With Drake Osborne up, already working on a one-for-one day. Jalen Palmer on third represents the go-ahead run in this scoreless tie here in the home third. Pinto suspends that glove on his left hip. Now comes set after nodding the affirmation. Set at the belt, a high kick. He deals. Misses just a hair inside for ball three, and it's three balls and one strike to Osborne. Defense playing straight up here for Aberdeen with two gone and a 3-1 count on the righty batter. The righty arm gets the sign and deals. Misses and ski balls into the backstop. Trickles all the way back, and a run comes home to score. Palmer touches home, and the Cyclones grab a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Heads up, base running by Brooklyn, and it has them in the driver's seat 1-0.
Yeah, that ball just went five hole on Ardwan. And did his best to try and recover. But Palmer, too much speed coming in from third for them to have a play.
So a frustrating way for Gene Pinto's inning to not end, because it didn't end, but continue. As Gill stands in now, first pitch. Takes on the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Osborne on first with now Consuegra up to third. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Gill. Takes low for ball one, and it's one ball and one strike. Mateo Gill playing in his second game with Brooklyn this season. Bit of a tough debut yesterday, 0-4. Did score a run, though. Waiting on a 1-1 with men on the corners, two gone. The pitch chopped back foul, and it's 1-2. Gill, who was a part of the MLB superstar Nolan Arenado trade a few years back, was a member of the Cardinals organization and Rockies organization before the Mets took him in the Rule 5 draft this past December. 1-2. Misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Son of former major leaguer Benji Gill, who was actually the manager of Team Mexico in the 2023 World Baseball Classic. What can he do here? 2-2 pitch. Gill down on strikes, waving a miss. But Brooklyn does plate one as Jalen Palmer comes home to score the game's first run and gives the Cyclones a 1-0 lead. We head to the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Time for the fourth from Maimonides Park alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for being with us. The Cyclones a 1-0 lead here on this Wednesday night. Game two of this six-game set between these two South Atlantic League North Division foes. 7-8-9 for Aberdeen here to get the fourth underway. Isaac DeLeon, Max Costas, and Arison Plasencia in the frame for the Ironbirds. With Brooklyn starter Jeffrey Colon back out for his fourth frame of work. But before it begins, Stanley Consuegra in center field on to retrieve some sort of napkin or plastic bag, whatever it is, blowing around there in the right center field gap. So Stanley tucks that in his back pocket and retreats back to his normal position. And now the top of the fourth can begin. Righty arm Colon on the righty bat, De Leon. First pitch of the frame, he deals. Swinging a tapper on the left side, the shortstopper Bessie in, backhands over to first in time. One pitch, one out. And that brings up Max Costas with one gone. Costas making his Aberdeen debut tonight. 368 across six games with Delmarva to start this 2023 season. As Justin mentioned earlier, the former Maryland Terrapin on with the bases empty, one gone, his team down 1-0. The first pitch to him. In there for a called strike on the inside half, and it's 0-1 now to the righty batter Costas, handling DH duties today for the Ironbirds. The 0-1, swinging a hard line drive through the 5-6 hole on the left side and down for a base hit. A scorching line drive off the bat of Costas. He's on base for the first time today, and it's a one-out base runner for Aberdeen for the nine-batter, Arison Plasencia. Plasencia did not play yesterday. This just his fifth game of the season thus far. 1-for-12 coming into tonight. With one on, one gone, the pitch. Misses down and away for ball one, does Colon, and it's one ball and no strikes. More and more night sky starting to take form here at Maimonides Park on an already pretty overcast day with some interesting weather, we'll call it. Here's a 1-0 from Colon. Just tucks it on the inner half for a called strike with the change at 83 miles per hour. One ball, one strikes. Throughout the afternoon, we saw really alternating periods of gray, daunting clouds mixed in with some blue sky and sunshine. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball on the right side. De Los Santos to his left makes the one-handed catch, and there are two gone.
Yeah, it was really nice for the most part during Brooklyn's batting practice today, and then at the very tail end, right around 5 o'clock, you saw the clouds begin to roll in from behind home plate in the first base line. It's been sort of just gloomy and dreary across Maimonides Park and the landscape ever since.
Don't believe any rain actually ever touched down. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1 to the leadoff man, Judd Fabian. Last thing in the world the Cyclones need at this point in time is precipitation after enduring some of the postponements and cancellations from the weekend. The 0-1, Fabian out in front. And it's no balls and two strikes. Judd today 1-for-2, struck out looking to get the game underway, and then singled and made it all the way up to third, but did not come home to score after Aberdeen loaded the bases with nobody out and failed to score. The 0-2, there goes the runner, swing and a miss, strike three. Jeffrey Colon has his fourth strikeout of the night. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left as we head to the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Brooklyn here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a Manager of the Day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones Manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the Manager of the Day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Alex Ramirez due up fourth in this inning. Should it come to that, we're in the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen nothing from Maimonides Park. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz alongside my partner Justin Rock. Thanks so much for spending some of your Wednesday evening with us. The Cyclones trying to win three straight for the first time this year. In the first pitch of the home fourth is a breaking ball that misses inside for ball one to the seven batter today for Chris Newell's Cyclones, Omar De Los Santos. 1-0 to him. Misses inside yet again, 79 mile per hour bending breaking ball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Righty-righty, the pitch. Misses up and in yet again for ball three, and we'll see if De Los Santos, last night's walk-off hero, has the green light here ahead, 3-0. 1-0 Brooklyn, here it comes. A get-me over fastball, a called strike, and now 3-1. Omar today, 0-1, struck out swinging in the bottom of the second. 3-1 on the way. De Los Santos takes inside ball four and a leadoff walk to begin this bottom of the fourth, and that is not a guy you want to put on base, Omar De Los Santos. 12 steals on the year, that leads the team. Someone who is the definition of wreaking havoc on the base paths, and an opportunity perhaps for the Cyclones to tack on some insurance here with Warren Saunders set to come to bat. Warren playing second base today, already a single in this contest. Before the first pitch, a throw over to check on De Los Santos, who's back safely, diving head first.
And De Los Santos, since the start of last year, only two players in minor league baseball have recorded more stolen bases. Omar, 82 stolen bags since last year began.
First pitch, Saunders takes a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 1-0 Brooklyn here in the bottom of the fourth. Aberdeen has had problems leaving men on base all series. The 0-1, wave and a miss from Saunders, an uppercut swing and a high heater, and it's 0-2. The Ironbirds left 12 men on the base paths yesterday, which loomed large in a 4-3 loss in 10. And then through four frames today, they've already left seven. Saunders calls time. Steps out of his righty batter's box, kicks around some dirt, and steps back in after a couple of practice swings ready to go. He's behind 0-2. Pinto deals. Taking all the way. There goes the runner for second. De Los Santos in safely. Slid head first. It was a good throw by Arduan, but the second baseman Plasencia dropped the ball. Probably wouldn't have been in time anyway. And De Los Santos, he can go ahead and give him now 13 steals on the 2023 season.
On 13 attempts, no less.
And a man in scoring position with nobody out for Brooklyn. It's 1-0 Cyclones here in the home fourth. One ball, two strikes on Warren Saunders. The pitch misses low for ball two. So Saunders fights back. 0-2, now to 2-2. Cesar Burbesi awaiting on deck. Calm Wednesday night on Coney Island. Second of a six-game set between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a line drive to center field. Playable for Beavers, who camps under it, makes the catch, and immediately rifles the baseball back towards the infield. So one away as De Los Santos stays put at second base. And it does bring up the aforementioned Burbesi with one gone. Burbesi Harper. Bessie signed as an undrafted free agent back in 2018 by the New York organization. Lefty batter, wagging his bat off his left shoulder. First pitch to him. Misses above the letters for ball one, and it's 1-0. De Los Santos off of second base. A healthy-sized lead right now, about three strides from the bag. Make it now 5 or 6, 1-0 for Bessie. Kept the bat planted to the shoulder, takes a pitch down and away, and it's 2-0. Haven't seen Cesar in the starting lineup for Brooklyn since back on April the 27th, when he went 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts. Someone who really started the year red hot for the Cyclones. 2-0, swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. For whatever reason, though, just hasn't really been able to replicate that early season success. All things considered, still does come into tonight, hitting at an impressive 294, but a bit of a smaller sample size relative to some other guys on the squad. Here's a 2-1. Burpesi takes strike two, a breaking ball. Pinto really favoring some of that off-speed stuff. Something we saw Daniel Lloyd, Aberdeen starter yesterday, do as well. Would love to know the percentage breakdown on the arsenal of pitches, but Aberdeen doesn't appear to be too fastball heavy. At least they're two starters. Time is called as the catcher Ardoin out to have a word with his battery mate.
And they're lucky that he called time and went out there. Pitch clock was winding down, was just about to hit zero when Ardoin asked for time.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. If you're just joining us, 1-0 Cyclones. We're in the bottom of the fourth with the nine batter Cesar Burbesi up to bat. And Omar De Los Santos standing on the second base bag. Mound visit has dispersed, or at least mound discussion, I should call it, with Pinto towing the right side of the slab, and now is 2-2. Burbesi a chopper over the middle of the infield. The shortstop Holiday collects, looks the runner, throws in time. De Los Santos goes to third, and he's safe. Not many runners could pull that off, but Omar De Los Santos is one of them. Holiday did the right thing. The shortstop reeled it in, gave De Los Santos a nice, long, hard stare, threw it over to first in time. Omar still tested him, and the throw was well too late to get De Los Santos, who does advance up to third. Not necessarily a huge difference, though, as there are now two out in the fray. Back to the top we go for Alex Ramirez. Time is called. Pinto had already begun his motion, a high left leg kick, before home plate umpire Stephen Craze granted Ramirez time. 1-0, Ramirez chops it foul, so okay, time was not called. It was a pitch clock violation, let's call it. Still getting accustomed to some of the new facets that we're dealing with here in 2023. One ball, one strike, two outs. Here's the pitch to Ramirez. Takes it outside for ball two, and it's two balls and one strike. Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen nothing. Omar De Los Santos 90 feet from doubling that Cyclone lead. There are two gone, and Ramirez, a top 100 prospect in all of baseball, trying to bring him in. The 2-1 drops to an E and rips and misses. It's 2-2. Alex hit by a pitch in the first, flew out to center in the third. Ramirez, who saw his 12-game hit streak come to an abrupt end last night, only his third 0-for game of the season thus far. 2-2. Alex swings and misses for strike three. 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Pinto got Ramirez to bite for his seventh strikeout of the night. Still 1-0 Brooklyn as we head to inning number five on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-37.
BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Inning number 5 from Maimonides Park, the Brooklyn Cyclones, a 1-0 lead on the Aberdeen Ironbirds, game number 2 of this 6-game set between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. And right now the Cyclones clinging on to that 1-0 lead, Justin, as we enter the 5th here from Maimonides Park.
Yes, indeed. Another pitcher's duel under the lights here on Coney Island. Jackson Holliday, Max Wagner, Dylan Beavers. 2, 3, and 4 scheduled to bat against Cologne in the 5th. And the first pitch to Jackson Holliday fooled him on a slider, couldn't hold up his swing. Pitch down and in, it's 0-1.
That's far from the first time this series we've seen Holliday kind of have a little bit of an ugly check swing action going on.
And that is something that could be expected. Still just 19 years old, youngest guy in the league. Is this a ground ball to second? Off the chest of Saunders, tries to gather the throw to first. Even if it was hauled in by Palmer, likely would have been late. Imagine that'll go down as an error. Indeed it is. E4 on Warren Saunders. And Aberdeen has the leadoff man on. A lot of speed with Jackson Holliday to begin the top of the 5th.
And again, it bears mentioning this, the first time this season we are indeed seeing Warren Saunders play second base.
It's not like he played it a whole lot the last couple of years as well. Brings up Max Wagner, reached on an error, also walked tonight, 0-for-1. Slider from Cologne hits the inside corner, it's 0-1. His first start at second base this year. Played 29 games there last year, only 35 in his career total. Coming into play tonight, his first start at second base since August 4th of last year against the Daytona Tortugas. The 0-1, high, and it's one ball and one strike on Max Wagner. Aberdeen, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They have left 7. Brooklyn, a run on 4 hits, 2 errors. They have left 6 tonight. Throw back to first, and Holliday back standing up. Righty batter, a very slightly open stance. A 1-1 from Cologne. Missing high with a breaking ball. And the count 2-1. Wagner didn't play very much as a freshman at Clemson. Wasn't even projected to be the starting third baseman last year as a true sophomore. Rather as a second-year sophomore. Ended up winning ACC Player of the Year, 2-1. Fouled back to the screen, it's 2-2. Had the second-highest slugging percentage in the country last year. At Clemson, an .852, and was tied for third in the nation with 27 home runs. One more than Kevin Parada hit last year at Georgia Tech. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Off-speed pitch away at 83. Another punch out tonight for Jeffrey Cologne. And there is one out in the top of the 5th inning.
Cologne has been about a strikeout per inning pitcher. Entering tonight, had 8 through 8 2/3, and he now has 5 through 4 and change. So right on par with that season average.
And paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints as Dylan Beavers taps it foul. And the count 0-1. Thanos making the appearance at the ballpark tonight, or I guess based on that photo at Camden Yards. Our St. Mark's Comics villain of the game. Three strikeouts from Dylan Beavers. Fans can get a coupon to St. Mark's Comics here in Brooklyn. The 0-1. Backdoor breaking ball hits the outer half. It's 0-2. Beavers 0-2 tonight. A fly ball to right, a line drive to left. Entering play today, second in the league in two base hits with seven. The righty's 0-2, runner goes, and a late swing by Beaver is able to foul it off of the first base line, stays at 0-2. As Holiday, a little bit of a precarious tumble into second base. A sly grin as he jaunts back down to first. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. It was a good idea when the game started. The 0-2 pitch. This on the ground at first could be two. Palmer on a second for one. Berbessi back to first, not in time. Good job and good throw by Palmer to Berbessi at second to get the lead runner. 3-6 on the fielder's choice. Two out in the fifth for Silas Ardoin. Singled and lined out to right tonight, 1-2. But Max Scherzer made his return to the bump tonight for the Mets. Didn't go quite as he and the crew in Flushing would have hoped, but had a career-best 2.29 ERA last year. Had a 2.46 ERA, which was his previous career-best the year before. As Ardoin takes outside 1-0, no other pitcher since 1913 had thrown 130 or more innings and posted an ERA below 2.5 in both his age 36 and 37 seasons. As Ardoin takes high 2-0. But only five pitchers have done that twice at any point after turning 36. So, name one of the five pitchers since 1913 over the age of 36 that threw over 130 innings and had a sub-2.5 ERA. As that hits the outside corner, it's 2-1 on Ardoin. Cologne, a long pause now. The 2-1 runner goes, and Ardoin fouls it off. May have caught a piece of Parada. And he appears to be all right. It's 2-2. If you want to answer our trivia question or just join in on the conversation throughout the course of the night, tweet at us with the hashtag ConeyConvos, C-O-N-E-Y. For those of you now, those of you not privy to Brooklynese spelling. Runner goes again, the 2-2 low. Throw down by Parada. Good job by Saunders to get a glove on it. Was beginning to spin towards the first base side a second. It'll be a stolen base for Dylan Beavers, and he's there with a count now full and on Ardoin. For Beavers, that is third stolen base of the season. Man in scoring position with two out. Brooklyn up by a run. Here's the payoff pitch. Fouled back. Another slider from Cologne. It stays 3-2. Some recognizable names on that list. The answers to today's trivia question. Some of them a little bit harder to get, but you only need to get one of them. The payoff pitch. Checked his swing. Yes, he went around, says the home plate umpire Craze. And Ardoin down swinging to end the frame. Sixth strikeout tonight for Cologne as he's held Aberdeen scoreless through five. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left. Halfway home on this Wednesday night. 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning.
To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen nothing as we progress along into the bottom of the fifth from Maimonides Park. A new pitcher in the game for Aberdeen. It's Carson Carter. So Gene Pinto's day is done. Carter on the year, only 2 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 4 earned runs. And the former Oklahoma Sooner on now, Justin, to try to make sure this lead for Brooklyn grows no larger than 1 run.
Thank you, Johnny. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Kevin Parada, Jalen Palmer, Stanley Consuegra, 2-3 and 4 due up for the Cyclones in the home fifth. Righty's first pitch, and Parada fouls it off his front leg. And the count 0-1. Kevin 0 for 2 tonight, has struck out and grounded out to short. Carter, as Johnny said, off to a bumpy start this year, making his first appearance since April the 23rd. That was a week ago Sunday. The 0-1. Parada, a fly ball down the right field line. Back into his left. Now coming in towards the line is Fabian. And he'll make the catch over the Royal Blue Cap. One away in the home half of the fifth inning. Brings up Jalen Palmer. Has reached twice tonight, a single and a walk. Also scored the only run on a wild pitch. See the numbers for Carter in his first full season with Aberdeen. Made 9 appearances out of the bullpen last year. Is this a line drive off the diving glove of Wagner? Backed up by Holiday to throw to first, not in time. Jalen Palmer with another base hit. Great effort at third base by Max Wagner. Diving headlong like Superman to his left, but just could not find a way to squeeze that line drive. Good backup by Jackson Holiday to even make that close at first base. One on, one out. Brings up Stanley Consuegra. Poked a single to center. Stole a base last time. 1 for 2 tonight. And he hits one in the air, right center field. Back into his left goes Beavers. This one's going to be over everybody's head and roll all the way to the base of the fence. Palmer rounds third. He's headed to the plate. Consuegra on his way to third. He's sliding in there safely with an RBI triple. Stanley Consuegra sending one out to one of the deepest parts of the ballpark in a no-man's land for Beavers and Fabian. A three-base hit for Consuegra gives Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. So back-to-back nights with a three-base hit for Brooklyn. For Consuegra, that is second triple, is team-leading 15th RBI. And now Drake Osborne, the batter with the infield in. And he takes inside for ball one. Osborne came into play tonight. 0 for his last 16, has reached both times tonight. A long single to left back in the second and walked on the pitch that brought Oma the only run prior to the Consuegra triple. Swing and a miss, breaking ball down. It is 1-1. For Carter, has now given up 1 run in each of his 4 appearances this year. Gave up a run on 1 hit in a third of an inning his last time. That pitch low, it is 2-1. Only threw 9 pitches in that game. Season high for pitches in a single outing is 28. Still chance to Let's Go Ironbirds from a fan behind third As Osborne fouls it off, it's 2-2. Saw Sandy, the Seagull, wandering around the ballpark earlier tonight with some metal trash can lids. Was giving a fan in an Adley Rutschman jersey a hard time, banging him right by his ears. And of course, on the trash can covers, it said, "Let's go Cyclones." That hops before the plate. Nice job by Ardoin to turn into a hockey goalie. Blocks it with his chest. And the count full 3-2. A light mist beginning to fall here at Maimonides Park. Had to imagine that with a fan behind home plate with an umbrella unfurled. The payoff pitch, ground ball to short. Holiday fields it to his left, staying put is Consuegra. And the throw to first in time to get him. So nicely done by Jackson Holiday. Keep that ball in front. Hold Consuegra at third, two out. And now it is Mateo Gil has struck out twice tonight, once looking, once swinging. Righty against righty. And the first pitch to the California kid outside for ball one. Carter transferred to Oklahoma from Texas Tech. Did not pitch for the Red Raiders. Spent his first two college years at Hill College in Hillsboro, Texas. As Gill out in front of a breaking ball, it is 1-1. Twenty-five-year-old righty. Brooklyn a run already in the fifth. As Gill takes low. And the count moves to 2-1. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. The 2-1 pitch and Gill strokes it on the ground foul into the Aberdeen third base dugout. It is 2-2. Gill last year spent most of his year at the high A level with Spokane in the Northwest League. Hit .247 with a .713 OPS. The 2-2 pitch hit in the air to left field. Waiting on it now back a few steps is De Leon. And the converted infielder makes the catch for the final out of the fifth inning. But Brooklyn able to pick up another run. The big blow, an RBI triple to right center by Stanley Consuegra. Five innings complete here on Coney Island. 2-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Well, at 75 pitches through five innings, Jeffrey Cologne going to re-enter for Brooklyn in the top of the sixth. Cyclones holding on to a 2-0 lead. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Wednesday night. Hope you're having a wonderful evening wherever you may be across this beautiful blue marble of ours. Light mist coming down from the heavens here in Brooklyn. Nothing that will impact the game itself, at least for the time being. 52 degrees right now. Adam Retzbach to lead off, and before Cologne can throw a pitch. And will it be time called for Parada or a pitch clock violation? And they're going to give Parada the mound visit before the clock ran out. Roberto Mercado, the manager for Aberdeen, coming down from the third base coach's box, not happy with the ruling from Craves. Second time we've seen that one for each side. Retzbach, 1-for-2 tonight. Singled his first time, struck out in the third. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch, slider from Cologne, cut and missed. And the count 0-1. We'll get you the answer here in the sixth inning to our Coney Convos trivia question tonight. The 0-1. Strike at the knees, it is 0-2. Scherzer, Max Scherzer that is, last year set a career best with a 2.29 ERA at a 2.46 earned run average the year before. He's age 36 and 37 seasons, the 0-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Parada for strike three. Another strikeout for Jeffrey Cologne. Make that 7 tonight for him. And there is one out in the top half of the sixth inning for Isaac De Leon. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. De Leon 0-2. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. So Scherzer, sub-2.5 ERAs the last 2 years. Only five pitchers in Major League Baseball. After turning 36, the 0-1 outside, 1-1, have posted over 130 innings and had a sub-2.5 ERA. Name one of those five pitchers. 1-1 on De Leon. The righty comes home. A slider too far up and in. It is 2-1. Cologne up at 81 pitches now. A new season high for him. Previous high. It's a ground ball to short. Right at Berbessi, fielded by his belt buckle. And the throw across nabs De Leon for the second out. So two up and two down. Brings up the designated hitter, Max Costas. Infield fly pop up to second in a line drive single to left. He's 1-for-2. Get you the answer to our trivia question in the bottom of the sixth. So we'll give you a little extra time to fire in those answers. First pitch of the righty batter hit sharply on the ground to short. Played on a bounce by Berbessi. And he'll make the easy play across the diamond for the final out of the inning. So if that's the last pitch Jeffrey Cologne throws tonight, his best outing of the season, 6 shutout, 5-hit innings for the 23-year-old right-hander. We head to the home half of the sixth inning. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
New pitcher in the game for Aberdeen. Only one inning of work out of that Ironbird bullpen for Carson Carter. His job now falls to the shoulders of Dylan Hyde. Hyde, who comes on now in relief as the third Ironbird pitcher of the day, Justin. And he gets the bottom of this Brooklyn batting order, 7-8-9. De Los Santos, Saunders, and Berbessi in the bottom of the sixth.
Thank you, Johnny. So Dylan Hyde, the third arm used by Roberto Mercado tonight. Bottom third of the lineup due up, as Johnny said. And the first pitch to De Los Santos taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Final line for Carson Carter, an inning. One run, two hits, no walks, no Ks. 15 pitches, 10 strikes, the 0-1. And a fastball looked like it came in harder than it was. 90 miles an hour ripped past De Los Santos. It is quickly 0-2. Light rain continuing to fall here on Coney Island. The 0-2 from Hyde. A line drive off the spiraling mitt by Retzbach. Throw to first. Diving is De Los Santos, and Hyde got there in time for the out. Tried to make the forehand scoop was Retzbach towards the line. Ball went off the leather and rolled behind him. Hyde raced over to cover. De Los Santos dove in head first. And Hyde able to get to the square ahead of De Los Santos for the first out of the inning. Nice play by Retzbach and Hyde. Had to be perfect on that throw to get the speed demon De Los Santos. Warren Saunders 1-for-2 with an infield base hit. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Hyde, fifth appearance, has yet to allow an earned run. 5 hits in 5 innings. No walks, 11 strikeouts. He has been very effective so far this season. As that pitch missing down and away. It is 1-1. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Hyde, former 11th round pick of the O's, 2 years ago at the University of Pitt Johnstown. As there is a strike to Saunders, 1-2. Fastball, slider, changeup. The predominant offerings from Hyde, last pitched against Wilmington. That was on Wednesday. Gave up one hit, struck out 5 in 2 innings. The 1-2 from the righty. Misses down and away. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyde was really found by the Orioles while pitching for the Trenton Thunder. In the MLB Draft League, made 9 appearances, 7 starts there in the summer of 2021, as late on that fastball is Saunders. Strike 3. 92 to the outer black. And Dylan Hyde has his first strikeout tonight. 2 up, 2 down in the sixth. See the numbers for Hyde. Brings up Cesar Berbessi, 0-for-2, has struck out and grounded out to short. Righty kicks and comes home. And Berbessi fouls it away to the left. It is 0-1. So time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Max Scherzer had a career-best 2.29 ERA last year. Had a 2.46 ERA the year before. The 0-1. Low, it is 1-1. Only 5 pitchers have had seasons like that more than once after their age 36 campaign. Name one of the 5. Any quick guesses, Johnny?
I'll say Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan is not one of them. A 1-1 fouled off the mid of Ardoin. It's 1-2. There is a couple of players that played at the same time as Nolan Ryan, but not Nolan Ryan himself. Any other wild guesses, Johnny?
The other one that came to mind was Randy Johnson.
Well, that is a ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Swing and a miss for Bessie down on strikes. And Hyde, another 1-2-3 inning as Brooklyn goes in order in the sixth. So Randy Johnson did it in 2001 and 02. Dennis Martinez did it in 1991 and 92. Then you have to go back a little bit later. Hoyt Wilhelm did it 3 times in 59, 64, and 65. Eddie Plank in 1915 through 17. And Babe Adams did it in 1919 and 1920. To the seventh, 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, You told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Light mist still coming down here on Coney Island. Jeffrey Colon going to be the first Cyclone to work into the seventh inning this year. We'll face off against 9-1-2 for Aberdeen. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead as we hand the play-by-play over to Johnny Gadamowicz.
Thanks so much, Justin. Yeah, the longest Jeffrey Colon has gone this season through three outings is 4 innings. That was back in his first appearance of the year on April 12th, but on this Wednesday night in early May, he works into the seventh, pitching with the luxury of a 2-0 lead. He gets 9-1-2 in the Aberdeen batting order here in the seventh. And his first pitch is a breaking ball without a whole lot of break. Stays high for ball one, and it's 1-0. Alongside the man to my right, Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for being with us. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 90-mile-per-hour slider from Colon, and it's 1-1. Brooklyn, a run in the third, a run in the fifth. All goose eggs in the run column for Aberdeen thus far. Here's a 1-1, another rip and a miss on a high heater. And it's 1-2 to Arizon Plasencia. 0-2 today, struck out looking in the second and flew out to right in the fourth. Colon comes set at his chest, defense playing straight up right behind him, the 1-2. Slow roller tapped on the right side, the second baseman Saunders fields in stride, throws to first in time, and there's one away. So back to the top we go now for Judd Fabian. Fabian working on a 1-for-3 day. Singled in the third, made it all the way up to third base. Part of an inning where the Ironbirds loaded the bases with nobody out. Could have ended Jeffrey Colon's day right then and there. First pitch, and Holiday scorches one to center field. Playable for Consuegra, makes the one-handed catch. And that's two quick outs. But instead, Colon bared down, retired the next three guys to keep us what was then scoreless. And since then, the Cyclones have given him two runs to work with. So bases empty, two gone. And now the two batter, Jackson Holiday, after Fabian's sharp liner to center field. Righty arm on lefty bat, first pitch. Holiday takes on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Son of the seven-time Major League All-Star Matt Holiday, 0-1 to him. Takes the fastball in the righty batter's box, and it's one ball and one strike. Jackson, who has worked his way up through this Baltimore system, a really talented Baltimore system at that. 1-1. Misses up and away for ball two. You think about some of the names that have come through as of recently. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. The most recent to hit the major league level being the pitcher, Grayson Rodriguez. 2-1. Holiday sends one to the left center field gap. Consuegra back in the alley, and it caroms off the wall. Stanley throws it in, but it's a stand-up double for Jackson Holiday, who gave it a ride to one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. So a man in scoring position, and now the tying run to the plate for Aberdeen.
Yeah, and honestly, more impressively, 19-year-old kid, and taking that ball to the opposite field, hitting that with authority to left center. Proof that he's been working with his dad and a lot of really good coaches throughout the course of his amateur career. But now with Colon at 92 pitches, the bullpen ready. Chris Newell's ready to make a change. But what a job tonight by Jeffrey Colon. Will be up to the pen to keep that one intact for him.
Jace Beck on for Brooklyn as Jeffrey Colon's day comes to an end trying to preserve a 2-0 Cyclone lead. We'll have the rest of the top of the seventh and the rest of the ball game for you after a short break here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Pally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jace Beck taking over on the bump for Brooklyn with the man at second and two out in the top half of the seventh inning. What a job by Jeffrey Cologne tonight. And with the Oklahoma native on second base, Brooklyn hands the ball to the right-hander from Tuttle, Oklahoma, 6'9", 230 pounds. And he'll try and get the Cyclones through the seventh, still holding a two-run lead, Johnny.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. And a huge spot in this ballgame with Holiday off of second base. The tying run up to bat in the person of Max Wagner. Beck, the righty arm on Wagner, the righty bat. It's 2-0 Brooklyn with two gone in the seventh. First pitch, ooh, big swing and a miss from Wagner. Late on that 91-mile-per-hour heater, and it's 0-1. Wagner today reached on an error, walked, and struck out swinging after Jeffrey Cologne was spectacular. Here's an 0-1. Another big uppercut swing and a miss. And Wagner behind quickly 0-2. Line not final yet for Cologne. 6 2/3, 6 hits, 7 strikeouts, and 1 walk. Holiday off of second base, his responsibility. Beck ahead 0-2 with 2 gone and a 2-0 lead. The pitch hit in the air on the right side into foul ground. The catcher Parada has a look, but nothing more. Karam's off of a couple of seats, and will try it again at no balls and two strikes. Jace Beck on the season, 4 games, all in a relief capacity. An 0-1 record, a 3.86 ERA, 11 strikeouts through just 4 2/3 innings of work. Ahead on Wagner here, 0-2. The pitch, this one rocketed to the left center field gap. Consuegra back towards the track at the wall, and it's gone. Max Wagner gives it a ride and ties this ball game at 2 apiece. Plants one beyond the wall in left center, and we are knotted up at 2 in Brooklyn.
Now put that in perspective. That's the first home run hit here at Maimonides Park since the very beginning of that last home series against Wilmington by Jordy Barley. So it has been about a full week since someone put it out of the ballpark.
First pitch to Dylan Beavers misses low and away for ball one. That Wagner's second home run of the season. 1-0. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So now Beavers tries to keep things moving in the right direction. 1-1 to him. Takes low and away for ball two, and it's 2-1. Had a feeling as soon as Wagner tattooed that baseball with the bat, it was not coming down until it had cleared the fence. 2-1. Misses down and in, and Beck falls behind now. 3-1. So the Brooklyn bats now with some work to do. It will be the top of the order in the bottom of the seventh. Ramirez, Parada, and Palmer as a 3-1 pitch is fisted foul on the left side into the netting, and it's 3-2. Beaver reached on a fielder's choice last time up, went on to steal second base. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, but not before the Ironbirds tie the game courtesy of a two-run blast off the bat of Max Wagner. Stretch time here in Brooklyn, not an up and two apiece. We'll take a break. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dylan Hyde back out there for another inning of relief work, and now he pitches in this game, not trailing, but tied. 2-2 our score as we move to the bottom of the seventh. Here from Maimonides Park on historic Coney Island with Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We go back to the top of the Cyclone batting order. Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, and Jalen Palmer, the big boys, if you will, for the Clones here in the home seventh. First, Alex Ramirez, and Hyde's first toss is a fastball that misses up and in to number 25 in red and white, and it's one ball and no strikes. Alex today hit by a pitch, flew out to center, and struck out swinging. Here's a 1-0. Ramirez takes a fastball over the heart for a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Chase Beck surrendered a game-tying two-run home run to Max Wagner in the top half of the frame. That has us where we are now here in the home seventh, the 1-1. Ramirez takes a changeup on the outside corner for a called strike. One ball and two strikes. Again, what's at stake? Well, Brooklyn trying to win three straight for the first time this year. Aberdeen trying to snap a three-game skid. The 1-2. Ramirez fouls one off the hands back towards the parking lot. And we'll try it again at one ball and two strikes. Mist continues to settle down onto the turf here at Maimonides Park. A couple of umbrellas in the crowd suspended below. Hyde, a deep exhale, shrugs one off. Now the 1-2 misses up and in. And Ramirez just swerves his body out of the way of that up and in pitch. So now two balls, two strikes to the top 100 prospect in all of baseball, Alex Ramirez. And number four in the Mets organization. Here it comes. Ramirez serves it about a mile high on the right side into foul ground, and the first baseman, Retzbach, can't glove it in. Oh, a pop-up that Retzbach probably should have reeled in, but for whatever reason, just lost it at the last moment. And Ramirez is bailed out now, and will wait on another 2-2. Does not do Dylan Hyde, the righty arm, any favors. Another 2-2 pitch. Misses up and away. Ramirez, even keeled in that righty batter's box, wearing his bright orange cleats to go along with the Cyclone home jersey. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch. Ramirez skies this one to left center field. Here's Beavers to his right. Nobody catches it. No one called it, and Ramirez is in safely at second base. Dylan Beavers in center, and Isaac De Leon in left. Just let it fall right between the two of them. No one called that ball off. looked like it was Beavers who had the more dire sense of urgency between the two. Not sure if it was lost in the light or whatnot, but either way, Ramirez will take it, and the Cyclones have the go-ahead run in scoring position.
And Isaac De Leon, his first career start tonight in left field, just his second ever game out there, so wonder how much that played a factor.
First pitch to Parada in there for strike one. So now a golden opportunity for a Brooklyn team that does have seven hits tonight, but only two runs to show for it. With Ramirez in scoring position and nobody out, and one of their best hitters up at the dish in Kevin Parada. 1-1 the count to Kevin. That unorthodox batting stance with the bat angled across his frame just behind him. 1-1. Parada ripping a miss. And it's one ball and two strikes. Ramirez off of second base. The second baseman Placencia holding him on. The shortstop Holiday, a couple of strides to his right. Parada serves this one to left field. A scorcher off the bat, and it hits the base of the fence. Ramirez chugs his way around third. He's in to score, and we've got ourselves a 3-2 Brooklyn lead. Kevin Parada, a rocket off the barrel of the bat. Parada knocks in Ramirez, and the Cyclones have regained the momentum.
Well, talk about your two diametrically opposite doubles. One, a little blooper, couldn't have been more than 60 miles an hour exit velo, and that one hit so hard it almost went through the fence.
Now Jalen Palmer, first pitch to him, is a fastball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1.
That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases.
0-1 on the way to Palmer, the pitch. A ground ball to Holiday at shortstop. Vacuums it over to first in time, and there's one away. So Ramirez leads off the inning with a double, and Parada says, okay, Alex, anything you can do, I can do better. And gives Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. Stanley Consuegra next. Consuegra has already enjoyed his Wednesday night at the ballpark. A single in the third, tripled homer run in the fifth. And Brooklyn looking for some insurance now. First pitch to Stanley, in there for a called strike. Fastball on the outer half, and it's 0-1. Hyde has already allowed one run in this frame. After Aberdeen pulled even in the top half, the 0-1, Consuegra fouls it back towards us. Just a couple of feet over our heads up out of the ballpark, though. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 2. Here in the home seventh, the 0-2. Misses down and away to Consuegra, and it's 1-2. Drake Osborne on deck. Parada a couple of strides off the bag at second base. Hyde looks him back. Now focuses his attention towards home and deals. In there for a called strike three, and Consuegra can't believe it. Thought that pitch was high and outside, and Stanley, some choice words for home plate umpire Stephen Craze. But he is sat down nonetheless. Brings up Drake Osborne with two gone. Third strikeout of the night so far for Dylan Hyde, and the 10th thus far for Aberdeen pitching. Osborne up now with Parada still off of second. First pitch. Hard hit down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Parada steamrolls his way home. He's in without a throw. Three doubles in the frame for Brooklyn. And this time it's an insurance run. Drake Osborne plates Parada. It's 4-2 Cyclones in the seventh.
Oh, we mentioned earlier Osborne came into the night 0-4 his last 16. And He has turned that right around tonight. Four plate appearances, three times in which he has reached base, and no hit bigger than that RBI two-bagger.
Now Mateo Gil with, again, a runner on second base and two outs. Righty arm on righty bat, the pitch. Gil takes the off-speed offering for strike one on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Gil today yet to reach base, 0-3, a pair of strikeouts. The 0-1 to him. Gil pops it up. Center field. Beaver's back. This one clearly his to grab, and he does just that. So Gil gave it a ride to a deep portion of the ballpark, but playable for Beavers. However, Brooklyn scores two in the frame. Most recently, an RBI double from Drake Osborne to make it a 4-2 Cyclone lead as we head to the eighth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
We move to the top of the eighth from Maimonides Park. The Cyclones now back in the driver's seat. Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 2. And for the play-by-play to take us home, here's my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. A 4-2 Brooklyn lead as we move to the top of the eighth inning. Jace Beck out for his first full inning of work. And his first pitch misses for ball one. 1-0. And that fastball in for a strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Ardoin, Retzbach, and De Leon, the three scheduled to bat in the inning for the Ironbirds, the 1-1. And Beck's fastball at 92 over for a strike. It is 1-2. Final line for Jeffrey Colon tonight. We'll take a tough luck, no decision. One run on six hits. A walk, struck out 7 over 6 2/3 as Ardoin down looking on the slider. Beck painted it beautifully on the inner half, looking like Rembrandt. One away in the top of the eighth inning for Adam Retzbach. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Still some precip coming down as Retzbach 1-for-3. Fastball high, it is 1-0. Retzbach singled his first time. Since then has struck out twice. A 1-0 just misses up and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. Beck working quickly from the first base side, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. And the count, two balls and one strike. Third baseman Gill hugging the line. A righty. This is low. Another breaking ball. And the count moves to 3-1 on Retzbach. 3-1. Fastball fired in for a strike. And Jays quickly ahead 3-2. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Brooklyn a 4-2 lead in the eighth. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball up and in at 94. Hardest pitch thrown by Beck tonight. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the eighth inning. And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Isaac De Leon 0-4-3. Infield fly pop-up. Since then, a couple of ground balls to the left side. Takes a fastball strike. It's 0-1. Beck, minor sub-step towards first, the 0-1. And De Leon can't get his hands up fast enough. Waves through a fastball. It's 0-2. Beck has not let that right foot leave the rubber. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball has De Leon duck and lose his helmet. For a second, I wasn't sure whether or not De Leon realized his helmet came off. He was just standing there stoically, wasn't reaching for his head protector. So 1-2 on the Aberdeen left fielder. The 1-2 pitch, checked his swing. Foul tip into the glove of Parada for strike three. The home plate umpire, Craze, said De Leon somehow made contact with it. And a huge bounce back inning for Jay Speck. Strikes out the Ironbirds in order. 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones 4, Ironbirds 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 2, bottom of the 8th. For the Cyclones, 7-8-9 due up, Omar De Los Santos, Warren Saunders, Cesar Berbesti, the three that will try to tack on just a little more insurance for Brooklyn. A new pitcher in the game for Aberdeen, it's Ryan Hennin, the fourth Aberdeen pitcher of the day, on now making his fifth appearance of the season for the Ironbirds, Justin.
So the left-hander coming on, trying to keep this a two-run game. Bottom third of the lineup due up. And the first pitch to De Los Santos hammered straight back and foul. It is 0-1. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn going for a third straight victory. The 0-1. And De Los Santos out in front. Off speed, it's 0-2. Hennin. 3.38 ERA, does have a save, 8 strikeouts and 5 1/3. Here's the 0-2, and De Los Santos reaches, grounds one is short. Holiday fields it down by his ankles, and the quick transfer gets De Los Santos for the opening out of the 8th inning. Warren Saunders, 1-for-3. Infield base hit his first time. Since then, a fly ball to center and a strikeout. Hennin, undrafted free agent signee, had an interesting path to get to the Orioles organization. As Saunders takes up and away for ball one, you look at his baseball reference page, shows he never recorded any college stats. Did show up on the roster for UNC Greensboro, also played at Century College in White Bear Lake in Minnesota. Swing and a miss by Saunders. It's 1-1. Pitched in the Northwoods League for Wilmar as a 19-year-old in 2017. And then latched on with the Washington Wild Things of the Frontier League in 2021. Saunders takes outside 2-1. Was the Division III National Pitcher of the Year in 2016 at Century College. But was never drafted. 2-1. Saunders takes a called strike. It is 2-2. Ended up getting signed by the Kansas City Royals initially after a Frontier League tryout camp to potentially sign with major league teams. Was one of three to sign out of that tryout camp. A 2-2. Up and away, it is 3-2. But before that, before he made his professional debut in the Frontier League, his most recent inning was in a summer men's league where he played for 4 years. This is a flipper into left field, and oh, what a catch! Jackson Holliday says, look what I found. Back in to his right, and he makes an outstanding backhanded grab on the outfield turf for the second out of the eighth. I thought for sure Saunders was going to get that one in for a base hit.
Just speaks to the range and the ground that Holliday can cover. Was on it right from the jump and the athleticism to not only get to that ball, but then make the catch cleanly and see it all the way through.
First pitch to Cesar Berbessi outside for ball one. Great catch. On the play by Holliday. Bases empty and two out. A 1-0 to Cesar. High, it is 2-0. But Hennin went from 2017 was his most recent college game to playing in an amateur league in Minnesota before making his pro debut on May 28, 2021. Berbessi, a jam shot into right center field, sliding to his left. Beavers to make the catch over his left shoulder and retire the side. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the eighth to the ninth. Can the Cyclones close out a third straight victory? We'll find out when we come back. 4-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jace Beck back out to the mound for Brooklyn as the Cyclones try and close out a victory. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Alongside my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones a 4-2 advantage trying to earn their third straight triumph. Jace Beck will take the hill for Brooklyn, his second full inning of work. You look at the out-of-town scores. Hickory winning this afternoon 4-0 over Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley leading 9-4.
It's the time of the ninth inning.
Max Costas, Arison Plasencia, Judd Fabian. 8-9-1 do up for the Ironbirds in the ninth. And the first pitch to Costas fouled back. It is 0-1. Costas, infield fly, a single. Grounded out to short, his last at-bat in the sixth. Rests that bat on his back shoulder, the fire. Fastball up and in. count now 2-1. Roddy Deals. A ground ball foul up the third baseline. It is 2-1. Or 2-2, excuse me. Aberdeen, 2 runs, 7 hits. 1 error, they have left 8. Brooklyn, 4 runs on 9 hits. 2 errors, they have left 8 as well. A 2-strike pitch, breaking ball slips over the head of everybody. Squirts out of the glove of Parada. It is 3-2. Right-hander up and throwing for the Cyclones down the right field line as the rain continues to fall. And Beck rains a fastball by the barrel of Costas for the first out of the ninth inning. Jace Beck has recorded 5 outs tonight. All 5 have been strikeouts. Arison Placencia, the scheduled hitter, he will not bat as Isaac Belloni has grabbed a bat and will hit from the left-hand side against the right-handed pitching Beck. Belloni had an RBI double last night, hitting .216 on the year, a homer, 4 batted in. And the first pitch breaking ball from Beck misses down for ball one. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to game 3 in the series tomorrow. As Belloni is swinging a miss, it is 1-1. A break even from Beck. Swing and a miss again and a pitch down. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Beck working quickly, the 1-2 pitch. Bounces it before the plate. And it's even at 2-2. Aberdeen, 2 runs in the 7th on a Max Wagner home run. Brooklyn, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 5th, 2 in the 7th on doubles by Parada and Osborne. Here's the 2-2. Fastball sails high and away. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. A deep breath. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball high, ball 4. So a pinch hit walk for Isaac Belloni. And back to the top of the lineup for Aberdeen with the tying run coming to the plate. 6, Judd Fabian, 1 for 4. Single to left in the 3rd. Lined out to center his last time in the 7th. Beck with a cross step towards 3rd. And the first pitch of the at-bat misses high for ball 1. As we mentioned, right-hander is up and throwing for Brooklyn. That is Paul Gervais. As Kevin Parada out to the mound to have a talk. Look back at the game last night. Brooklyn had a 1-run lead going into the 9th inning. Couple of errors. And a single to right. Allowed Aberdeen to tie the game in 4 extra frames. 4 of the 9 home games for Brooklyn this year have gone into extras. The 1-0 to Fabian. Outside it is 2-0. Some people in the press box not liking my notion to what has gone on here at home over the course of the first 2.5 weeks during the home schedule. The 2-0 sails way high for ball 3. Jackson Holiday, the shortstop, waiting on deck for Aberdeen. Rain continuing to fall from the heavens, a little bit heavier than it was at the beginning, but nothing too significant. The righty's 3-0, high for ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Fabian, and now the tying runs are on with 1 out. For Jackson Holiday, who doubled and scored on the Wagner home run in the 7th. And with Gervais getting ready down the right field line, Chris Newell has come out of the first base dugout for Brooklyn. Has yet to make a pitching change. Batting gloves keeping his hands warm on this chilly Wednesday night. And he will indeed take the ball from Beck with a right-hander at 40 pitches. And it'll be up to Paul Gervais to try and close it out in the 9th. Tying runs are on. Go-ahead run coming to the plate. Gervais against Holiday. When we come back, Brooklyn a 4-2 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops.
Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. The right-hander, Paul Gervais, is on to try and record the final two outs tonight for Brooklyn. Gervais, standing 6'10", 240 pounds, will celebrate his 23rd birthday later this month from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. Mets draftee last year out of LSU, making his seventh appearance. 0-1 record, but a spotless ERA, 3 unearned runs, 5 hits and 8 and 2/3 innings, 10 walks. He has struck out 13. Gervais pitching for the first time since last Wednesday against the Blue Claws when an inning and a third scoreless, did walk 3 and hit a batter. Struck out 2, but did not allow a run. Bologna at second, Fabian at first, Jackson Holliday the go-ahead run at the plate. Brooklyn a 4-2 lead with one out in the ninth. And the first pitch to the 19-year-old shortstop. Fastball strike at 92. It is 0-1. Shortstop Berbessi playing behind the runner at second. It's all righties 0-1. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Holliday had his right foot on the paint of the left-handed batter's box towards first base. It is 0-2. Max Wagner, who clubbed a game-tying home run his last time up, is on deck. The righty's 0-2. Hit in the air to right field. Coming in now, going back is De Los Santos. Reaches up and makes the catch for the out. Out in Triples Alley in right center field. We saw Consuegra put one in that direction before the drive in Brooklyn's second run of the night. And De Los Santos able to get back there and make the catch in time. A takeaway, what could have been trouble for Brooklyn. And now the Cyclones an out away from returning to winner's circle with the powerful Max Wagner at the plate. Clubbed a game-tying two-run homer in the seventh. Has also walked and reached on an error tonight. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch from Gervais. Breaking ball inside. It is 1-0. Gervais played at three different colleges before he ended up at LSU. Decided to sign with the Mets after being taken in the 12th round. The 1-0. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Parada. It is 1-1. Gervais had 6 saves last year at LSU. Here's his 1-1. Breaking ball low. And the count 2-1 on Max Wagner. Bologna walked. He is at second. Fabian did the same. He is at first. 4-2 Brooklyn in the ninth. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 92. And the Cyclones are 1 strike away. Infield back all around. Gill hugging the line at third. Gervais takes a peek at second. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and away. It's a full count. Dylan Beavers, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Rain still falling. 52 degrees right now on Coney Island. American flag out in center field, blowing ever so slightly straight out towards Luna Park. Runners go, the payoff pitch, low ball, four, and the bases are loaded. So Aberdeen has the tying and go-ahead runs on base with two out for Dylan Beavers. Beavers 0 for 4 tonight. Struck out his last time in the seventh. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the fifth. And a fly ball to right in the first. A line out to left in the third. First pitch, the lefty batter nearly wore a breaking ball. And the count 1-0. Bologna at third. Fabian at second. Wagner the runner at first. A 1-0 to Beavers. Fastball at the knees. 93 that time from Gervais. It's 1-1. A 1-1 from Paul. Swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball in on the hands. Beavers off balance. And once more, the Cyclones one strike away from a victory. And Gervais will step out, or step off, as Beavers asks for and is granted time. Bases loaded, two out. Brooklyn leading by two. 1-2 the count on Dylan Beavers. The righty at the belt. His 1-2 pitch, fouled back to the mesh screen, will do it once more. Nearing the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn nursing a two-run ninth inning advantage. The 1-2, high, it's 2-2. Silas Ardoin, the catcher, waiting on deck for Aberdeen, hoping for a chance. Runners take their leads. Gill off the line at third, the 2-2. Breaking ball poked in the air to center. Playable for Consuegra. Coming in a few steps now, back into his right. Makes the catch, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory for the third straight time. Paul Gervais comes on, bends, but does not break. Records the game's final two outs to pick up the first save in his professional career. Your final in nine, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 2. Brooklyn 3 straight victories with the win, now improving it to 8-11. Aberdeen with the loss, dropping to 7-14. We'll keep it right here on the Cyclones Radio Network and Valley Live as we wait for my compadre, Johnny Gadamowicz, to snag his post-game guest down on the Maimonides Park field. Brooklyn, a two-run winner tonight. Aberdeen, two runs, seven hits, one error. They left 11. Brooklyn, four runs, nine hits. Two errors, they left eight. Winning pitcher Jay Speck tonight. He improves his record to 1-1. An inning and two-thirds, a run on one hit, walk two, struck out five tonight. Paul Gervais, two-thirds of an inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, no strikeouts to pick up the first save of his professional career. The loss tonight to Hyde. Gave up two runs on three hits in two innings. No walks. He struck out three tonight. Looks like Kevin Parada maybe going to be our post-game guest tonight on the field here on Coney Island. Johnny Gadamowicz trying to will KP back out onto the turf, and he's just about ready, so we'll send it down to the field. And Johnny Gadamowicz.
Right now, Alex Ferguson, not sick right now. Stanley as well. Just how much fun is it to be a part of this star-studded line? I mentioned the pitching, obviously. Jeffrey had stuff tonight. Tyler had stuff last night. What's it like catching those guys when they really are cruising in control of their game?
Big thank you to Kevin Parada for joining Johnny. We'll take a break. We come back. The recap report. Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 2. Back with more on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Justin Guerrero from Watertown, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
It's another Cyclones victory. Brooklyn with their third straight triumph. They beat Aberdeen tonight 4-2. Justin Rock with you on the recap report. Cyclones win it yet again, as we'll take you through the game that was tonight. Brooklyn, as we said, 8-11 now on the year. Aberdeen dropping to 7-14 with the loss. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Jeffrey Colon started against the right-hander Gene Pinto. Was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the third inning. That's when Brooklyn got on the board. Bases empty, two out. Jalen Palmer singled to left, went first to third on a base hit to center by Stanley Consuegra. On a 3-1 pitch to Drake Osborne, it was ball four in the dirt, went five-hole on the catcher. Palmer, paying attention, scored on the play and gave Brooklyn a 1-0 advantage. Stayed that way until the home fifth. That's when Brooklyn added to their lead with one out. Jalen Palmer reached on an infield base hit. And then on the first pitch, he saw Stanley Consuegra hammered a triple into the right center field gap, gave the Cyclones a 2-0 lead. Remained that way until the top of the seventh inning, when Aberdeen was able to draw even with the bases empty and two out. Jackson Holliday on a 2-1 pitch doubled to left center field. That end of the night for Jeffrey Colon, who became the first Cyclone to work into the seventh inning this season. And after a pitching change, Jay Speck came on, jumped ahead of Max Wagner 0-2. And after a foul ball, the former Clemson Tiger hammered one out beyond the left center field wall. His second home run of the year tied the game at 2, spoiling an outstanding start tonight from Colon. 6 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. But the 2-2 game did not last all that long. As Brooklyn, to start the bottom of the seventh inning, Alex Ramirez worked the count full, then hit a little looping fly ball in a shallow left center field. The shortstop Holliday was out. Left fielder DeLeon, center fielder Beavers were in. And no one of the three made the catch, and that allowed Brooklyn to start a rally. Well, Kevin Parada, the next hitter, fell behind in the count 1-2. And Johnny Gadamowicz will tell you what happened next.
A couple of strides to his right. Parada serves this one to left field. A scorcher off the bat, and it hits the base of the fence. Ramirez chugs his way around third. He's in to score, and we've got ourselves a 3-2 Brooklyn lead.
That was a call here on the Cyclones radio network. That RBI double by Kevin Parada, giving the Cyclones the lead for good. That our play of the game today, brought to you by Howe's Potato Chips. New York made and Brooklyn born. Howe's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. After that Parada double, Jalen Palmer grounded out. Stanley Consuegra struck out. Drake Osborne picked up a RBI double to left on the first pitch he saw, brought home Parada, made it a 4-2 game. Aberdeen would threaten in the ninth inning, though, with one out. Isaac Baloney worked a pinch hit walk. Then Judd Fabian earned a four-pitch free pass. Out went Jay Speck. In came Paul Gervais. And after Jackson Holliday lined out to right and Max Wagner walked to load the bases, it was Dylan Beavers against Paul Gervais with the game on the line. Runners take their leads. Gill off the line at third, the 2-2. Breaking ball poked in the air to center. Playable for Consuegra. Coming in a few steps now, back into his right. Makes the catch, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory for the third straight time. That was the final out as Paul Gervais picks up the first save in his professional career. Brooklyn a 4-2 winner tonight. As we mentioned, the winner, Jay Speck, the loss to Hyde, Paul Gervais earning the save. Aberdeen, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 11. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 8. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a crowd of 817 at Maimonides Park. Take a look at some out-of-town scores before we say goodbye. Everything in the South Atlantic League is now final. Hickory, a 4-0 win this afternoon over Jersey Shore. Winston-Salem wins again over Greensboro, 7-6. Hudson Valley topples Wilmington, 9-4. Greenville outslugs Asheville, 10-6. And it was Rome, a 4-3 winner at home over Bowling Green. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight was a sour day for the Mets in Detroit. They were swept in a doubleheader, lose game 1-6-5, dropped the nightcap 8-1. Triple-A Syracuse rained out today at home against Lehigh Valley. They'll try and play a doubleheader on Saturday. Double-A Binghamton, a 5-1 winner against the Somerset Patriots tonight. Dominic Hamill struck out 8 over 5 one-run innings. And single-A St. Lucie beating Jupiter this evening, 7-5 at the final in Florida. Taking a look at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye tonight. Diamondbacks beat the Rangers today 12-7. Giants double up the Astros 4-2. Padres best the Reds 7-1. It was the Dodgers 10 and the Phillies 6. Rays over the Pirates 8-1. Braves win a football score contest against the Marlins 14-6. Nationals topple the Cubs 2-1. Yankees and Guardians tied at 3. They're headed to extras in the Bronx. Bottom of the 7th at Fenway. Red Sox 6 and the Blue Jays 3. Bottom 8 in Chicago. White Sox 5, Twins 4. Top of the 9th in Kansas City. Royals leading the Orioles 6-0. End of 6. Cardinals 4 and the Angels 3. Bottom of the 4th in Colorado, the Rockies a 1-0 lead on the Brewers. Kyle Freeland against Eric Lauer. And the A's and Mariners right now delayed due to rain. That one will get underway momentarily. J.P. Sears against Logan Gilbert. Before we say goodbye tonight, Johnny, any final thoughts after this thrilling Cyclones 4-2 victory?
Well, 3 straight wins now for Brooklyn. Had the chance to catch up with Kevin Parada for our post-game interview up on the big board here in-house, and he said vibes are good, team's feeling good, and Parada obviously was directly involved, had a hand in tonight's victory. An exciting time to be a Cyclones fan, and for a team that struggled to piece together consecutive wins to start the year, to say now 3 in a row is having Brooklyn in a very good spot and should figure to set up a very exciting second half of this 6-game series.
As Chris Newell said a couple of weeks ago, it was just a matter of time and things beginning to click in all the right places for Brooklyn as we get into the second month of the 2023 season. That'll do it for us tonight. Again, your final, Brooklyn 4 and Aberdeen 2. For our entire ownership group, our Vice President Stephen Cohen, our General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and my partner to my left, Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island, where again the Cyclones best the Ironbirds by a final tally of 4-2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 6:45. 7 o'clock first pitch. It'll be Blade Tidwell for Brooklyn, the Mets' top pitching prospect, against the right-hander Daniel Fetterman, who pitched for Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic. That'll do it for us tonight. Speak to you tomorrow. Until then, good night and so long from Coney Island.
For tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.